Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, let's go. Hot 97.
Hot 97.
Yep. This is
number one for hip hop.
Number one for hip hop.
Hot 97.
Yeah. Hey, it's Ibra Laura Rosenberg, and we got tickets to Weedem One's comedy tour hosted by Mike Epps. Featuring Lil Duval, D-Ray Davis, DC Youngfly, Chico Bean, Carlos Miller, and more, coming to the Barclays on March 3rd. So if you want these tickets, we need two contestants to play. Laura never loses. Get to the phones, 800-223-9797. It's Hebrew Laura Rosenberg.
No, it's Hebrew Laura Rosenberg.
Yes, Hebrew Laura Rosenberg.
No, it's Hebrew Laura and Rosenberg.
And listen, and Laura's back finally. Let me tell you something, guys. This common cold is going around, and it will kick your ass.
People getting this,
just letting you know. I was out
cold, bro.
And down and sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, stuffing, head fever, everything.
But could you rest?
No.
You said you slept. I thought you had to, so you could rest medicine.
Well, on one day, I slept all day. But last night, I took something and it kept me up all night. So, one of those.
Yo, people get sick every day, B. You be all right.
I know. I'll be fine. But it sucks while you're in it. It sucks.
No, I'm giving you a hard time. And you know what? My lady was sick a few weeks ago, maybe more than a few months ago. Went to the doctor because she was so clogged up, couldn't breathe. And we thought it was like a pregnancy sinus thing.
Oh, no.
Anyway, come to find out, doctor was like, look, the word on the streets is the COVID particles have combined with the common cold particles, so it lingers.
Bro. I'm not checking for these remixes, you know? This is an ill one right here.
This one right here. This is bigger than the Ariana Grande, Mariah Carey collab that just dropped yesterday.
No, we don't want that.
That's what the internet is saying about the Ariana Grande, Mariah Carey.
No, you don't want that either?
That's what they said.
Stop. I haven't heard it. I was honestly a little curious.
But I think they're just hating.
I didn't listen to it,
so I don't know. But I did definitely see some tweets in the tweets.
Oh, no.
The tweets was talking.
I'm curious to hear it, though. I am.
The other big news, Laura, was Fonnie Willis, the Fulton County DA, on the stand yesterday. You know, anytime a black woman get a clap back, and it's caught on video, that go viral. People love it.
I see a lot of split. It's very split from what I'm seeing on the internet. Some people are digging up old quotes from her and saying that she shouldn't be a part of this. And other people are like, they're just giving her a hard time. I want to watch some of the pieces of. So what happened? She was they're interrogating her, or
yeah, she was calling them all type of liars, asking them for their receipts. You know what I'm saying?
Having an attitude.
Some people said she did a great job. They loved watching her in that. Some people didn't like it because it was, you know, obviously. And then the racialized terminology started flying. People started calling her ghetto. People started calling her a thug. You know, all of that kind of stuff started happening.
We knew that was coming. Yeah. Anything to discredit her. But let's see how it goes.
Well, especially on the today, we get the news from the. Because they set the date for the Trump trial in March. You know, the Alvin Bragg Trump trial here in New York State, where he could get stuck up for like $300-something million.
Yeah.
So when is the date for that?
The date the trial starts March 25th or 29th.
But it's got to be approved today? Something like that?
I think today is the judge says something today.
Yeah, whether that trial is going to happen or not, I think.
Is it whether it's going to happen or... Is that what it is? Is it the last kind of hoorah on whether it's going to happen?
Yeah, I think that's what the anticipation is.
Yeah, it said Donald Trump's New York election fraud case is now in the books. So the judge actually decides on the $370 million in penalties tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
That would have been, well, this was yesterday.
Gotcha.
Today.
Mm-hmm.
And the walls around Donald close in. This is from Mary L. Trump. I think that's like his niece. Is that his niece?
Niece.
Yeah.
Niece.
Yeah. She wrote this. My newsletter is growing and there's so much I can't say on Twitter, so please join me there today. She's promoting. But yeah, the judge in the Donald's election fraud case has denied Donald's motion to dismiss. The 34 counts against Donald relate to falsifying business records in order to cover up payments to women. And now is set to be Donald's first criminal trial. This is a big deal because despite receiving much less attention than Donald's other trials, and because of delays in other cases, it could sideline Donald in the middle of primary season. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg was the first to secure an indictment against Donald in March 2023. A trial date is now set for March 25th. This is a step in the right direction. Let's get on with it. So, yeah.
It's going to play out for, like, you know, 6 weeks. The trial selection is going to take a while. The jury selection, I should say. All of it's going to take a while, smack in the middle of, like, getting ready for the New York primary. It's pretty interesting.
And then you got the Fonnie Willis thing down in Fulton County in Georgia.
You go Fonnie?
Fonnie.
It's
That's Fonnie? The way she pronounces it, Fonnie. But most people just call her Fanny.
All right, I mean, listen, I don't want to disrespect her, so if you're saying it's Fonnie, I'll go Fonnie.
I used to go with Fanny until I heard her say Fonnie.
Oh, I thought it was Fanny, too.
Crazy. That's very funny.
It sounds funny.
It's very funny.
It sounds very funny.
Very all right, funny. Go. But yeah, no, so that noise yesterday with Fonnie on the stand and her being like, look, I'm not on trial, man. Why y'all? But they're trying to discredit her. It's the same thing we saw in the Megan Thee Stallion case. Megan wasn't on trial. But they wanted to drag all her personal business. Now, if you guys want to, you know, I guess if they want to bring a separate case against Fonnie, to say, hey, why'd you hire your friend that you was allegedly having extramarital affairs with? And why did that happen? And you shouldn't
that's
be.
That's the problem, though. It's different than the Megan thing to me, at least on the outside. This is why I found it so annoying when this stuff came out, is because this is sort of a question of, like, judgment, right?
Yeah.
You guys are the ones making the case. And now they showed all these people that they were doing something that wasn't on the up and up. Like, I'm not saying it invalidates the Trump case. It doesn't. But it's certainly not what you want.
Well, I don't even know if you can go as far, like, hiring somebody as an outside counsel that happens to be a colleague of yours, whether that's a friend or a romantic involvement, is that not on the up and up? It's not what you want. It doesn't sound good, but you know what? Guess what? Guess what happens all the time?
That, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And but because of this case, and because it's Trump, and because it's, you know, rich white people against a black county with a black DA, they're gonna pull out all the stops, and they're gonna and I think it's more of a layup to discredit her too.
But that's why I compared it to the
Megan, because it is about discrediting, making you unreliable.
But they were gonna do that no matter what. That's how Trump's people are going to do, but you're right in terms of the public and people being more likely to believe the nonsense. Yes, it's going to play
into
unfair bias.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get into a shenanigan time, man. What are we giving away, Laura Stiles?
We have tickets to the Weed and Ones comedy tour with Mike Epps, Lil Duval, D-Ray Davis, DC Young Flight, Chico Bean, Carlos Miller, and more. Barclay Center, March 3rd.
Let's go, Josh and Maria. Maria and Josh. Maria, good morning. Super excited, they say. Hi, good morning. Thanks for joining the program.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah. Friday vibes.
Hi, Maria.
Yes, Friday vibes. I'm so excited to be here talking to you guys.
Where are you calling us from, Maria?
Maria.
On the road.
There's a lot of.
I'm going to work.
Okay. Right. So
she's on the road, man.
She's on the road. On the road again.
I'm going to New Jersey.
Okay. A lot of people do that. And we thanks for joining. Thank you for listening and being so excited and bringing that positive vibes. Josh, how are you?
Got Carl.
Oh, Carl, switched up. Carl.
Yeah, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
Carl, you ever been to a Carl's Jr. before?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Kind of hits. They got, do they? Where's the nearest Carl's Jr., Ryan? That joint used to hit back in the day.
Never heard of it.
You never heard of Carl's Jr.?
I only went to one
it's
in
West
Ohio,
Coast.
Man.
Ohio. Yeah. I went to one on the West Coast. I never seen one out
there.
Yeah,
there's not one in New York, but damn, Sean, you never had Carl's Jr.? Do yourself the right thing and go have some Carl's Jr., man.
Carl's Jr. collapse, bro.
Is it a burger spot?
Yeah, it's a bright burger. But you don't eat beef, right?
Nah.
Yeah, so it ain't really nothing in there for you.
Well, but when I yo, fries, what,
yo, listen, Carl's Jr., another heater on the West Coast that's a heat rock is that Jack in the Box. I stopped messing with it, though, like about 15 years ago. I felt like they went cheap, and I started hitting the toilet like when I go to, White Castle. I was like, yeah, I can't play with y'all. I don't know what's going on.
Well, it's always been cheap, I think, but I do think it's underrated when people talk about the West Coast burger. I think that Jack in the Box gets underrated. That Jack with cheese kind of slams.
Yo, Jack in the Box got heat, boy. All right, Maria, who you want to represent you, me or Laura Stiles in the game that lives up to his name?
Laura's
out here on drugs, too, so be careful.
No, I've been out. I'm holding on for dear life, so I'm going to try.
Laura's on drugs. 60 seconds on the clock.
You got this.
That's right. Okay. Shani with the question. Let's play Laura. Never.
Losing. Which singer actually got married?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
Usher.
Before the Super Bowl. What cocktail generally consists of coconut milk?
Ebro. Laura.
Ebro.
Cocktail with coconut milk.
Three. Two.
I'm going to go...
One.
Mojito.
Incorrect. Coconut milk, rum, and pineapple.
That would be a piña colada.
Piña colada.
If you want a piña colada.
Who became the first black female to be number one? Ebro.
Beyonce.
On that Apple Music country chart.
Play my country song.
The channel goes between which two countries?
The what?
Chummel.
The channel?
I never heard of a channel.
C-H-U-N-N-E-L. Could be a typo.
Right. It's the channel.
I don't know about the channel.
Nobody knows?
I don't know this channel.
I'm going to take a guess.
Ebro.
France and England.
That's correct.
Oh.
What? So
in the dark. Time's up. Ebro wins.
And he wins.
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't know it was the only thing I could think of where it was like, because when you said channel, I was like, maybe channel. Well, that's why it's a channel, because it goes through the English channel. And, yeah.
I was going to say somewhere in India. I don't know.
It sounds like something when they combine words. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not a channel. Is not a real word. But yeah, I win.
It is.
We did it.
Ebro wins.
Carl. Right. We did it, baby.
Let's go, Ebro.
Let's go, fam. You're getting whatever we're giving away, and I don't know what that is.
The tickets to the Weed and Ones Comedy Tour.
Yeah.
With Mike Epps, Lil Duval, D-Ray Davis, and more, going to the Barclays Center on March 3rd.
Yeah, baby. Hang on.
Appreciate y'all. Love y'all, man.
Yo, Maria, we love your excitement.
Oh, sending you love, Maria.
But I know you hate this L. Oh, man, damn.
Yes, I do.
Oh, man. Have a great weekend. It's cold, man. It's going to be cold all weekend, but the sun is shining. And on the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Coming up in the flashing lights report, Diddy just hired, I guess what they're calling a super lawyer who defended Jeffrey Epstein's co-D, Ghislaine Maxwell. Everybody's having a meltdown over it because they can't believe he's doing this. We'll talk about it coming up. Flashing lights.
Wow. 97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
No, you hang up.
Best line.
Love that line. No, you hang up.
It's so authentic.
Cause everybody been there where you just breathing on the phone with somebody you like.
I'm not gonna hang up first.
You hang up.
You hang up.
No, you hang up.
No, you hang up.
Let's go. Flashing lights with Laura Stein.
On the flash lights, lights, lights.
So Diddy has hired attorney Bobby Sternum, who represented Jeffrey Epstein's associate, Ghislaine Maxwell, to defend him in a gang rape case. And according to reports, they're saying that she informed the New York court that she was Diddy's lawyer on Thursday, February 15th. Now, do you remember Diddy and former Bad Boy president Harvey Pierre and a third man were accused of raping and sex trafficking a 17-year-old girl?
Ooh-wee.
So this is what this case is about.
That was a girl from like Detroit or something, Ohio, that was like, they flew out to go to the studio and she was super excited and all of this.
Yeah, yeah. And this is the one where she had actual pictures of the time that she spent with them. So,
yeah.
You know, it's a lot. But also,
it's probably the right thing to do. The lawyer hiring is probably the right thing to do. But boy, does it sound bad.
Right?
Well, no.
I guess I understand.
It sounds bad when you hire a lawyer that's experienced in this world that you're being...
Experienced in a world with people you absolutely believe were sex traffickers and rapists.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you believe they were that. And that, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, it makes people go, oh.
Exactly, Rosenberg.
Wait, are people still like in shock? Or are there people who are in disbelief that Diddy was involved in some of these things that he's being alleged to have done? Like, he already paid his way out of... You know, the Cassie thing getting any more coverage.
Right, agree, exactly, sure.
So but people were, that case. Was the first, that we were like, wait, you was doing, y'all was, wait, what turned you on, bro? Not to kink shame, yes. But what turned you on, bro?
But it sounds like, yes, people were still surprised.
Yeah. Because I heard it, I was like, I mean, it makes sense. Like, this, listen, it ain't as, guys, I got news for you. No time soon. Is Diddy going to be like, yo, let me sit down and do an interview. No time soon is Diddy going to be like, yo, I'm dropping new music, man. Hang on. No time soon are you just finna see Diddy at award shows, clubs, bruh.
But no one's saying that.
No, but that's what I'm saying. So now this is going to be his world for the next few years.
I think people were just like, it was maybe some confirmation for people that like, wow, this is really a possibility. That such a horrible act is true. That's all.
And that's the conversation, but we'll see, guys. We shall see. But that's your Flash and Lights report. The time is 7:05, a high of 43 degrees today. Rain and snow in the overnight, and alternate side parking is in effect.
Rain and snow in overnight. Shani, how cold is it going to be, you were saying?
Slap weather on
there
Sunday.
You go.
Eight ball jacket, man.
Man, last week had us hyped, though. Last week had us like, oh, you know, Punxsutawney Phil was on point. Screen's coming
around. All right.
But now I'm looking ahead, though. I'm looking ahead. There's one day where it's 50 next Thursday, if we believe that. And it's going to be in the 40s next week with sunshine. So, you know, but the real feels is what you got to look.
That's
the
what
windshield factor is what you got to look like.
Yeah, because today they say, 37. But when I came outside, it was like the real feel is like 21.
Let's see, they say, my thing is saying 41. The real feel right now is 23. And the actual high today is 33 with the wind and everything.
See, y'all playing with me. I'm playing. 21, I mean, 23.
Y'all playing in my face.
Listen, you want to talk about things that are not surprising. Hey, guys, it's February 16th.
Facts. You know what? We're about to hit everybody with the button for a fact.
It's February 16th, y'all.
Fact and surprise. Yeah, everybody's hang on.
UHDFM, HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Boom, 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 boom. People. And I don't smoke banga. I smoke banga. I don't even know what banga is. Hit me with the button for saying I smoke something. I don't even know.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop me up. Playing yourself, playing yourself, playing yourself.
I don't even know what it is.
Yo, you sounded so grandpa with that.
I was like, wait. let me make sure here. You know what I'm saying? These people, who knows what these kids is out here smoking.
That's funny.
I'm good on that, buddy. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I got to congratulate you, played yourself, going out to everybody. Right now, we have two Supreme Court justices, Clarence Thomas and John Roberts. It's been documented that they've received illegal gifts at the Supreme Court level. That's right. From people who have interests in cases that they will be presiding over. They've been on trips. It's been documented. They haven't had to recuse themselves at all. That's at the Supreme Court level. But we are making big, big noise over Fannie Willis, who is not even on trial and is the DA, but she was on the stand yesterday. And that's a button, guys.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
It's a big button.
The whole thing.
And the whole thing. All of it. Because it's kind of the state of the state. It's the state of the union where, you know, now, and some people may love this. We've discussed this many times. All the dirty laundry is coming out. If you got dirty laundry, it's coming out. And I don't even think Fannie Willis's laundry is that dirty. It's commonplace for people who have relationships with outside counsel, whether they're friendly or romantic or otherwise, to hire. Look, right here in our very own tri-state area, how many people are sitting on a Department of Education or school board that hire their friends as consultants to figure out what they're going to do with money that they receive from us taxpayers? That's happening all the time. Been happening. All the time. I don't like it. But I don't even think it's illegal. We just don't like it. It looks bad. It's a bad optic. And that's what Fannie Willis is getting hit with. So I'm hitting everybody with the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Everybody. That scene yesterday of her on the stand and her being like, listen, I'm not even on trial. I was just pacing in my office and I heard Mr. Wade just jumped off the stand. So I ran down here to make sure I said something. Because y'all lying. She wanted action. Yo, she wanted so much smoke yesterday. And then another congratulations you played yourself to everybody out here who's shocked and awed by Twitter tweets of people calling her ghetto, bitter, a thug, and all the other racialized language people like to use when describing a black woman or black people or brown people for that matter. You get this button. Yep. Don't be shocked. Stop it.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Laura, what you got today?
A nightmare. A nightmare, guys. A nightmare. Anybody who's ever been on a flight, I don't even know what I would do. So a passenger on a Delta Airlines flight from Amsterdam to Detroit had a complete nightmare because at least a dozen maggots fell from an overhead bin onto her head and body. They said that she was freaking out, of course, trying to get him off her, couldn't understand until the, you know, the flight attendants came, opened the overhead compartment, and guess what it was? A rotting fish.
No.
A rotting fish.
Was in somebody's luggage?
Bro, it was it wrapped in newspaper in a bag. Do you know the type of harassment I get just because I'm trying to bring like a mini tiny juice box or little things for my kid or random little things and they open up your entire luggage? Nobody saw this giant rotting fish in a bag?
Laura.
Yo, it was so bad that they turned around. They turned the air. The pilot was like, nah, fam, we got to go back. So they had to evacuate everybody and throw us. Yep. And got everybody on a new flight.
I'm stuck on how nobody smelled it.
That's what I'm saying. No, how do you get through security with a giant rotting fish?
And they were coming from Amsterdam to Detroit, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to interview the guys who was bringing this. I got questions.
Like, what is the reason?
Is this like a delicacy of some sort?
I don't know,
come
bro.
Come on, man. This is disgusting.
But how disgusting is that? And the way, you know, they're describing it is that as soon as they open up the overhead compartment, everyone started pinching their nose. I was like, how did he get this far?
Griff suggests that it might have been left on the plane because they didn't properly clean the plane. And it's just been sitting there rotten.
Oh, my God. I mean, listen, fam. Just give everyone a button that counts. Oh,
congratulations.
LLJ Cool J.
I would die if that happened to me. Cool I don't even know.
Yo, the way you're acting right now is exactly how my lady was acting when she read this story yesterday. She wanted to have a full 30-minute conversation about this. I was like, babe, and she was like, no, you don't understand. Can you imagine? And I was like,
I would be in the back of the plane throwing up. I just don't, I can't.
I mean, a little maggot never hurt nobody. You'd be all right.
A little.
They're really little.
Her
they're
body
really little.
And her head.
And you said it was only a dozen, 12 little things. Be all right.
If there was a real maggot situation, Laura, I feel like we're talking about thousands.
Well, no, they said only 12 fell. There may have been thousands up in the fish.
Let me throw 12 maggots on top of your head and let me see how you feel. You're going to be throwing them too.
Absolutely not. I'm not playing your weird maggot game, but.
Who you calling a maggot? You're a maggot.
Isn't that what you call maggot
people? I do call MAGA people maggots.
That makes sense.
It does. Rosenberg, what you got today?
Well, I'm deciding whether I should give it to Ebro because even though what you said was all true and important about Fonny Willis.
Is it Fonny or is it Fanny?
I always thought
it'd
it was Fanny.
It'd be Fonny if it was Fonny.
It is Fonny. Either way, it's Fonny, but I thought it was Fanny. But maybe it's Fonny. But no, just the fact that we got on the air in the first trial we talked about was that instead of the fact that Trump is going to face real criminal charges in New York.
That's right.
Forward.
That's right.
This is not what he wants. You know what Trump called it? A very sad day. It's a sad day for New York. Very sad.
Very sad.
A very sad day. Not sad for me. Hit him with the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Now, I had a thought yesterday, and I knew that I would say this thought. And I'm going to say this with conviction. And then I figured at the end, Ebro will want to hit me with the button.
Wait, you had a thought and you knew you were going to say a thought? That's profound.
I had a thought. I said, I'm going to share this thought. And
there
then I said, at the end, Ebro's going to hit the button.
Okay.
Even though I'm serious about it, he's likely going to hit the button for even having the thought.
Okay.
The hopefulness of this thought.
All right, here we go.
I was listening to a wonderful, brand new country song by my favorite country artist, Beyonce. Texas Hold'em.
There you go.
Yes.
And I was listening to Texas Hold'em, and we've been listening to a lot of that in the house. A big Texas Hold'em fan. And I'm listening to it, and I thought about that. And then I said to my wife, I was like, you know what? Throw on that Luke Combs Fast Car. Let's go back to that. Let's listen to Luke Combs Fast Car. And I thought about that moment at the Grammys where Luke Combs, a big country artist, was on stage with Tracy Chapman showing this, like, clear deference and respect to this black icon.
That's right.
On stage.
Right.
Like, it was very clear. He was, like, you know, bowing, like, oh my God, I'm with Tracy Chapman. and was, and it, you could feel it, like you could feel it watching it, this lovely moment. And then I thought about Beyonce dropping a country record, and I just thought, it's kind of, both of those things are kind of important. Like, we're living in a time that is defined by extreme people, particularly the extreme right Trump crowd that we know to be racist, bigoted, and nasty.
Mm.
But I wonder if you could take moments like this and get reminded, sort of like you could during the Obama administration, that while a big chunk of the country is depressingly racist and horrible, most people are not that. And could this Beyonce moment be calculated and important to see how people react to that record? Because my guess is, Ebro, we're going to see the stories. The stories that get loud are going to be the country station says, we're not playing it. And some DJ says, you're not a country artist. But is that going to be the reality of how people feel about that music when they hear it? Or are most people going to hear it and say, I like this. I want this. Just like they did with Luke Combs and Tracy Chapman.
So is that a question? Is that a rhetorical question, or is that
No. It's a statement. I say all of that to say maybe here in 2024, as we face a lot of scary things right in the face, maybe there is some artist that can remind us that this place is not as bad as it seems.
There you go.
What?
And for all of that, I know what Ebro's going to say.
Yeah, hit the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Now, the truth of the matter is, I think most people... Listen, man.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
So, if you're white in America, and if you're white on planet Earth, you don't really have to spend a lot of time thinking about your whiteness.
No.
At all. It's not a... Which is why white people could say things like, why is everything going to be about race? Because you don't have to think about it.
Right, so when other people bring it up, it's like that's the only way it comes up.
It's like, why are you bringing this up? Oh my God, you've ruined my day. Meanwhile, literally everyone else has to think about it. All the time. Literally all the time. So I think most people, yes, will like the Beyonce song. It's Beyonce. Who doesn't like Beyonce? But there will be individuals, like I saw yesterday, where I saw, who's the Schneider from Dukes of Hazzard? Bo or Luke?
I don't remember.
The blonde one.
I don't know.
Was on some rando right-wing network where the host was saying, you know, the lefties, they just want to be in everything. Like Beyonce making country music. Like, why are these people just trying to jump in everything? And he's sitting there talking about how basically alluding to country music is for a certain audience and a certain group of people. And it should always remain that way. And so there will be people who are on that type of time. But I think a majority of people will be on the type of time where it's Beyonce. Yo, play my country song, man.
No. Play my country song.
There you go. Play everybody's country song.
You know, play our country song.
You know?
Let's go to the nice dive bar.
You love a dive bar.
I keep tripping off that line, though, because she calls it a nice dive bar. But I know she means it's nice for her. She likes it.
That's right. I like a dive bar. Nice. I like a dive bar. A rando spot.
And park
have
your
some Dev Rogers. People watch. T-Bro Laura Rosenberg, Curves happening next, and DJ John's pulling up with some tickets.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Can I shake that?
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, it's Freedom Friday. You want to get on the lines today. Say what you want to say. Feel how you want to feel. The lines is opening up, man. Anytime, but first, DJ John is here for the DJ John segment to give some things away and stump DJ John. Call with that question right now. Bring him up. Let's go. Where's DJ John? Oh, that's not DJ John.
Yeah. That's LL J. Cool J.
Yeah.
Oh, oh.
It's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Yo, Johnny, how many times you want me to tell people to call? I just told them to call.
No, I said he's answering the phones.
Oh, why is that?
Because he's the only one up there to answer the phones.
Why is that?
Well, Griff works from... remotely on Fridays.
Okay.
So Juanito has to answer the phones. So I was saying call, solicit for the calls early.
Oh, God.
Give some time. Give Juanito a chance to get back in the room. I mean, that's, you know what I mean?
Yo, we're running a ragtag operation.
Oh, man. Ragtag.
Super ragtag. Right. I really just honestly enjoy pointing that out. So when this whole thing falls apart, people can't act like I didn't tell them.
Just call us up, man.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Help us out.
When the wheels come off and it's the final, it's the final, it's the final countdown. People will be like, yo, Ebro told us the wheels was coming off. That thing was a ragtag operation. He's been telling us.
I mean, it's Freedom Friday. You should speak your piece. Like, this is what we...
No, I did. I mean, I'm not upset about it. You know what I mean? All good things come to an end, y'all.
Oh, man.
All right.
If your parents didn't get you prepared, you know, that's not my fault.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be prepared. Everything
what
comes to an end.
All right.
John, what are you giving the people when they call and stump you with a question right now?
Tickets to We The Ones comedy tour happening March 3rd at the Barclays Center. You know, D-Ray Davis, Mike Epps, and more. It's going to be an eventful night. So at the Barclays Center, tickets are on sale now.
There it is. Hilo on the line, too. Let's go to line two for Hilo. Am I saying your name right, Hilo?
Helio.
Welcome to the program, sir. You got a question for DJ John?
Yeah, I want to know what city and state was the first NFL game played?
A lot of NFL questions these days.
Mm-hmm.
First city and state.
First city and state.
First NFL game, the National Football League. Now, is that before it combined with the AFL?
That's NFL.
Okay, NFL.
That's a good question. All right, I'm going to go with the city, right? Random. Los Angeles, California.
What?
First city and state.
What's the answer, Helio?
Yes, sir. No, sir. Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton, Ohio.
When you think of football, anything football, you always think Ohio. That's why they have the Hall of Famers in Ohio, too.
Oh, I did it in Ohio. Got it.
You know what I mean? Dayton. Yo, Helio, you getting these tickets to We Them Ones comedy show?
Yes, sir.
You in the building.
What's up, man? I appreciate it.
So Juanito, as dirty and underhanded and slimy as you are, I find it remarkable
Wait,
that
what?
You go out there and answer the phones and don't somehow try to get the question out of the callers.
I'm not that kind of person.
Oh.
No.
So you're telling me the framing of you being a sneaky, dirty, underhanded scoundrel is incorrect?
Very incorrect.
Why Rosenberg, would I... do you agree with this?
I agree with you or him. I agree with you.
Wow. Of course you would.
Oh, what was that?
Of course you would.
Why is that?
You would never agree with me.
Why?
I'm saying you wouldn't.
Because yesterday you said...
No, no, I was trying to explain what I was before to where I am today, being my
body. Oh, you changed.
You just did it a lot. I think you're traumatized from the past or the times that you're being a bad person to me first. Then I was being retaliate. I'm just trying to give you examples. That's all.
Okay.
But when John has already been Whitish Wednesdays, John has actually been banned for cheating. But the ban came because him and Griff were cheating, but Griff didn't get banned. So I do think that there's some sort of system
agenda?
Working against you, John, an agenda.
You, it's all you.
Wait, now it's me?
Yeah, it's all you.
Oh,
you too.
God.
Yeah. What did I do? I was just trying to point out the framing. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Styles.
A mess. All right, guys. Coming up in the Flash and Lights report, there was a lot of confusion when Kanye West Vulture's album was removed from Apple Music. We'll talk about it coming up next. Maybe Ebro can clarify some things for us.
Maybe. I don't really know much, but okay. You know what I mean? Also, 800-223-9797. You know the line. Stay open on Fridays, Freedom Friday. You want to get on the segment? You got something you want to say? Something you want to ask us? Anything? The lines are yours, people. For all the friends of the show and maybe just people who tuned in right this second to hate our guts. You know what I mean? Call. We want to hear from you. T. Bro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning. I love our listeners. They're the best. We got Rick and Juan on the line. They're getting ready for Freedom Friday coming up.
Freedom Friday.
Freedom.
Yeah.
Anthony just checked in. Ladies and gentlemen, Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Before we go to Flashing Lights, let's go to ESPN's own Rosenberg. Big weekend for the NBA this weekend. But by big, I mean quiet. I just don't feel the NBA All-Star at all. I don't feel anything. Are you feeling it?
I mean, listen, Kai Cenat's in the celebrity game. You got that tonight.
Can he hoop? Let's go. That's big for the streamers, big for the young people.
I don't know if he can hoop, but I saw him posting, you know, his excitement to be there. You know, we'll see if he can knock down the drain that long jumper like I did. You know what I mean? It's a different category. You know, there are those who show.
Here we go.
You know what I mean?
Make sure you get your Achilles massage, old man, before you rupture something.
But guess what? But look what I did. I protected myself. I didn't end up like Hasan Minhaj, who got crossed up by Caleb from Stranger Things and fell down.
That's right.
Could have been worse. I would say I don't know if it's quiet for All-Star. I feel like it's what All-Star's always like. Ebro, you'll probably feel it when you're on social, like, you know, Saturday night during All-Star Saturday.
Okay.
And then you got the game Sunday night.
What's the format of the game? I heard there was a change again.
There's another
change. Is it East-West again?
Did they have a draft this year?
I don't know. See? You see?
Let's see. Is it team?
See, Griff says it's East-West. It's East-West. I told you.
Oh, they're back to East-West. They didn't do a draft this year.
See, that's how quiet it is. You didn't even know what was going on.
How about this? You can look forward to Steph Curry and Sabrina Ionescu having their three-point shootout.
I love that.
Okay.
I mean, that's pretty dope. Also, we got one big star in the dunk contest this year, Jaylen Brown of the Celtics.
I was surprised about that one.
I'll pay you $100 to name the other three.
$100 to name the other three in the dunk contest. Whew, I have no... In fact,
last year's winner. I'll pay you $100 to remember last year's winner.
Mac McClung.
There you go.
Someone fed that to you. But yes, Mac McClung. Jacob, not to be confused with Obi Toppin.
Mm.
And Jaime Jaquez Jr.
I like Jaime. Yo, shout out to Jaquez, man. First, he's like the first Mexican star in the NBA, bro.
So John has got to be dialed in this weekend.
John, DJ John, you supporting Jaquez? Jaime? Juanito says yes.
What team does he play for?
He's on the Miami Heat. He was on UCLA, too. He balls out.
Oh,
he's nice.
Cool.
Your Eastern Conference starters this weekend are Giannis, Joel Embiid, Tyrese Halliburton, Damian.
Wait, Joel's not playing. He's hurt.
He's listed as a starter, though.
Oh.
I assume he's not playing as well. He was voted as a starter.
Got it. Okay.
And for the West, Luka, KD, Gilgeous Alexander, and LeBron James, and Nikola Jokic.
That three-point contest is where it's at, though.
I told you. That's a, yo, the dunk contest is doo-doo. The three-point contest is the one.
Yeah, they what got Jalen Brunson in that.
On Sunday?
Yeah, no, Saturday's three-point. All the like, cool little celebrity dunk contest three-pointers all Saturday.
No, listen to how celebful the three-point shootout is, though.
Yeah, that's the one.
Jalen Brunson, Halliburton, Lillard, Donovan Mitchell's in there, Karl Anthony Towns, Trey Young.
Oh, that's going to be fun. That's going to be fun.
So it'll be fun. And then you got the special Sabrina versus Steph shootout as well. So, you know, Saturday will be fun. And then Sunday will be like 200 to 192. And it's kind of boring for 3.5
Yo, games. I hope Sabrina smokes Steph. I hope that happens. Because she, and I can't wait till Caitlin Clark's in the WNBA, too. The way she balls, you know, she broke the WNBA. She's like the all-time leading scorer in the WNBA all time now.
You mean college?
Or excuse me, college, NCAA.
I heard she went off last night, too.
Yeah. Yup.
And she's special.
Well, let's go. Flashing lights. Laura Stiles.
Let's go.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Laura Stiles can put us on.
All right. So shortly after releasing Vultures 1, Kanye is a collaborative album with Ty Dolla $ign. Well, the album was removed from Apple Music on Thursday afternoon. And word was that the distributor was working to have it pulled from all streaming services, turned to the platform. So, what happened, Ebro? Do you know?
That's what I know. I know what you just said was that the distributor that, you know, because just so the audience, just so you know, when you do independent, any release, right? Like, the major labels are really distributors. They can, you know, get your music. They have relationships with streaming services. They have the infrastructure, so you upload your songs. Kind of like, what's that thing called where you pay like $20? TuneCore or any of these things. You upload your song, and they now have the infrastructure to get your music on the different streaming platforms, right? And that's kind of like an open thing. It's an open store for anybody to do it. So Kanye and his team went through some distributor, Fupa or Fuga or something.
Not Fupa. It can't be Fupa.
I think it's Fupa, bro.
It can't be Fupa.
Is it Fuga? F-U-G-A or F-U-P-A? I don't know.
Can't be P-A. It just can't be Fupa. It can't be. So, not on a Friday.
No. It can't be Fupa Friday?
It can't be Fupa Friday.
Yo, that might be a new segment, Fupa Friday.
Yo, we're not doing
Fupa.
What? Yo, man, we got to celebrate these Fupas out here, bro.
True.
Fact.
I don't think it's Fupa.
Okay, but anyway.
But anyway.
So the distributor, anyway, I guess they have a bunch of affiliates, and, you know, they didn't even know that the Kanye came through their Kanye's thing. Now, remember, there's a Kanye West record on there. That samples Donna Summer. Remember, that was like a whole thing. Right. Well, that lawsuit, I guess, kicked up during the week. And this distributor didn't want the smoke. Like, they was like, we don't even want this in our system. You know, I don't know if that's because they don't want to be associated with Kanye or they don't want to be caught up in some lawsuit. Probably the lawsuit.
The lawsuit sounds more like a...
I'm going to say the following with all due respect. And you know I mean all due respect. Can we stop talking about Kanye and go look at the clip I just sent you of Caitlin Clark setting the record? Breeze, you saw the shot that she had?
Yeah, from the logo, bro. She just threw it up.
No, but I didn't know it was 5 minutes into the game.
Yes.
Yo, Laura, I sent it to the group chat. This lady who set the all-time record for points hit a bip-bip right after half court and just knocked it down from 40? Yo, she's nuts, bro.
No, it's crazy, bro. It's crazy.
That's the same.
And by the way, she does that all, Laura, that's all night. She'll do stuff like that.
Oh, she's fire.
No, she's
different.
Wow,
that was cool.
She's super different.
Sorry, we'll tweet it on Ebro in the AM so you guys can check it out, though. But anyway, that's your Flash and Lights report. The time is 8:04. Today is a high of 43 degrees, rain and snow in the overnight, and alternate side parking is in effect.
It should be noted that Kanye stans were coming for me on social media, though.
Oh, really? Why?
Because they thought that, because they thought I had something to do with taking the, they were like, put Kanye's music back on.
You're like the Apple Music dictator that you could just wave a wand.
Yeah, I was like, if you're mad at somebody, you need to be mad at his distributor. And then I posted the link as soon as it was back.
Or him, because my guess would be he did something that led to this eventually
happening. Well, no, he didn't do something, which was clear the samples.
Clear the sample. So maybe they should direct their angst towards their Lord and Savior, Kanye C, who literally does not clear samples when he drops it out. Yo, I wonder if he cleared the Kevin Smith, the Dogma clips of of Homeboy talking in that movie.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like this could keep getting pulled down as people find their samples on there.
But I think this is all. I just want to say, while I enjoy Vultures, and if Kanye was doing this and didn't have all the other idiocracy going on, it's very hip-hop what he's doing to be this kind of like, I want to break everything, break all the rules, put things out, you know, just do what I want to do regardless of the rules. I got money and I'm going to just do it. And I think he's living in that space. Like, he wants things to be a problem.
Yeah, well, it adds to the narrative, right?
Right.
Then he gets to go, look how I'm canceled. And I'm like, didn't you say you couldn't book an arena and then you just kept getting in arenas back to back to back?
No.
Oh, now they're pulling down your music and look, you can point at the man when really...
Well, it's because they pulling down my music. Bro, there's people only...
Are they the same ones who gave him the medicine?
Yeah, they gave me this medicine and they pulled down the music. Yo, who are they?
I want to know, as Freedom Friday, can some of y'all tell us who your theys are? The people that you blame all of your problems on? None of them are you. You just say it's they all the time.
They're going to say the Jews. You know they're going to call the Jews.
Yo, Ebro, they've had me overweight my whole life, bro. They wanted me to be this way. I can never have a six pack.
They keep charging me overdraft fees.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hi.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, Freedom Friday, we here, man. Every Friday, call in, say what you want to say, feel how you want to feel. Yesterday, we were talking about your two choices. Do you want old and sleepy, or do you want criminal when you're deciding who the presidential candidate is for you? We have Cavalier on. Cavalier, which way are you going, old and sleepy or criminal?
I'm going old and sleepy, man. Good morning.
Good morning, Cavalier.
Talk to us. Tell us why.
For two reasons, all right? Old and sleepy, I'd rather have him because at least he brings some sort of honor and dignity to the office.
All right.
As opposed to the criminal who people will forget, man, advocates and inspires ignorance.
Yep. And well, that last piece you said, that inspiring ignorance, like, we currently live in a society, and it's been this way for a while, but I think it's on full display now with social media, where celebrating stupidity is a thing. And it goes, and you know who I blame? Hov.
Wait, what?
Ever since he said, oh, you trying to kick knowledge? That was the line.
When that was it.
That's where
smart.
It started.
Yeah. Yo, when you was trying to be up on something, you remember this, Shani, and you was trying to spit something to your community or whatever. There was always that person trying to kick knowledge to negate your whole thing.
I don't know if it
bothered Nas because he responded to that line too.
Exactly. I don't know if it goes back to Jay-Z specifically, but
I don't think so either,
but Cavalier, I appreciate your sentiment, bro. People take that for granted. They really act like it's okay. The dignity part's important too, because like you're right, Cavalier. Joe Biden, you could say he's old, but he has not done anything undignified. That's a fair point.
Right. And a lot of people who travel outside the 10-mile radius of New York City will see that the ignorance is deep out here in this country, man.
Super.
And he, He charges their batteries.
Yes.
He charges these certain people to come out and feel like it's okay to be racist.
Talk to him.
To be violent, to do what we've been wanting to do for the last 200 years.
There you go. Cavalier, thank you, man.
Good words, man. Appreciate you.
Peace to God to Earth. Peace to God to Earth.
Peace.
Yo, peace, God.
Appreciate you. Now, there's that is super valid, and it's definitely glossed over. And I want to remind everyone, there's the Venn diagram of strange bedfellows of people who want to see Babylon get burned and torn down.
So Babylon, we got
mixed
Babylon.
With the individuals who feel like the government has never worked for them.
Mm-hmm.
Mixed with the poor white individuals who feel like, you know, the Democratic Party or whomever is so focused on, you know, being elitist, not actually in touch with, you know, working people.
Oh no, and they also think that they want to help. They don't want to help me. They want to help black people, brown people, yes. Gay people. They don't care about poor white people.
That's right. True. Like true. Those, all of those people are now in the same.
Oh, and add to that bedfellow crew, then the rich white elite right wing people who are like, oh, let all those people think it's going to be good for them. That's it'll right. Just be good for us.
Well, yeah, because they can play on the ignorance, back to the ignorant part.
Right.
They can play on the lack of information, the ignorance, the inability to actually know how government works, all of those things to get enough momentum behind right. The GOP. Like, if you look, if you really critically look at what the GOP is about, what is it about? And then if you've actually been paying attention to politics long enough, you would know that Republicans are really a financial thing. It's about people who want low taxes. They want states to have the final say in their, you know, business and taxes and things like that. They want conservative spending. They don't want spending on social.
But that version of the Republican Party is kind of dead.
Right.
That's why you have people right now voting for Nikki Haley, or some people at least, because they're saying, can I just get at least closer to a regular Republican?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, someone, we could disagree with their politics, but not disagree with the way that they fully operate as human beings.
And you should add to that fully operate part to actually catering to extremism.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? Trump caters to extremism. And that goes to what Cavalier was talking about, where he, like, emboldens ignorance. Right? Because you're catering to an extreme end of uninformed, hateful, chaotic rhetoric. That is who you're celebrating. And when people see that being celebrated, you're not going to have the decorum that you would like to have in society.
No. Now, no. You know what's crazy, too? Someone said this. I had a conversation the other day with someone who I believe they were a Trump person, though they didn't quite say it. It seemed like where they were going. They were like, oh, man, but you like the idea of Biden representing us? He's so old. I was like, it was interesting to me because I'm like, wait, so you'd rather have loud, strong, and wrong than kind, calm, but just a little bit weaker looking?
Well, and
they, that, they really, they act they like international yeah. politics guys, are a fist fight.
Guys, furthermore.
That's what they feel like.
Well, no, furthermore, when you think of representation of America, mm-hmm. I don't know how old those individuals are on your money, but they look old as dirt. And that is the representation of America. So relax.
You know what? You know what? It's one of the best points he's ever. No, it's one of the best points ever.
Yeah, bro, your money looks dumb old, son. The people on your dollars.
They looked old then.
They looked old. I don't know how old they actually were, but they look old as dirt.
Abe didn't look that old.
George Washington?
George looked old.
Yeah, all of them look mad old. But people do want to change. People are thinking they
start
want the
with
younger.
Changing the representation on your money. How about that?
They're not going to change that.
So, then you think you're going to get it out of your presidential office?
If they vote for a criminal.
Oh, God. Freedom Friday, rolling. Appreciate that call. Let's go to Rick on the line, Jackson, New Jersey. Rick, good morning. Yeah. It's Freedom Friday. I don't know what you exactly agree with, but you said you agree with me on something.
Yeah, that's the only way he's going to let me on. Yo. One, I was always riding with Juanito. I was always like Rosenberg, giving him the benefit of the doubt. But yeah, he got an agenda. Because he banged on me today for them tickets. Like you said.
Juanito is a bad guy is what you're saying, huh, Rick?
Yeah, it was a mess from the jump. He hung up on me talking about hello, 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 hello.
Oh, I said, hello.
It's all right, because somebody else won the tickets. I just want to speak my piece on Freedom Friday.
Well, go ahead, Rick. Hey. Say what you want to say to Juanito. What do you want to say to him? You're a little bitch.
Say what
you
chest, say. Man.
Yeah, just gotta pay attention, bro.
Yo, Rick's so nice.
I know.
That was nice.
Don't pay attention, bro. You dropped the ball on that one.
Yo, Rick's a great guy. Thanks, Rick, man.
Rick. We gave Rick the microphone.
Have a good day, everybody. Love you.
Peace.
Have a good day, Rick.
We said, Rick, take this microphone. Say whatever you want to say, my guy. He's like, hey, man, you should really work harder at your job. You do a great job, but you have to put in your maximum effort. Have a great weekend.
Jeez. I know.
Yeah, hello?
Hey, Anthony, you're on.
What's going on? What's going on, man? That's crazy. I finally got you. But I got a question. How come Chris Brown don't get played more on the radio? I know he just got dropped the album.
Yo, we love Chris Brown. What song? We playing that Sensational. What else should we be playing?
Like the Angel Numbers, that one.
Oh, that Angel Numbers is fire. I love that, too.
Yeah.
Honestly, I can't. I don't even have an answer for you. I thought we were supporting everything that Chris Brown was putting out. I'm a big fan.
I mean, we play a lot of Chris Brown as the years go on, bro.
But if you're just like a super fan and you're like, yo, y'all need to go harder, step your game up, I respect it.
I mean. Of all the artists that I would spend my Freedom Friday call being like, you know who you need to play more of? Chris Brown just doesn't seem like the one. He's gotten a lot of play.
Chris Brown legit has a hit song every year.
And I don't even know the name of them. I'm just like, oh, there's the Chris Brown song playing. There's
a
yearly Chris Brown song.
Last year, Chris Brown had a hit song. Like, it's 2024. So in 2023, Chris Brown had a hit song from a song that he put out in 2019. That came back as a hit.
That was the TikTok bounce back joint.
Crazy.
Because there was the dance video for it, yeah.
Let's go to Juan, Freedom Friday, and see what Juan got to say. Juan, you're on Freedom Friday. What you got?
What's going on, guys?
Talk to us.
So it's a question for you, Ero. So I'm driving right now with my daughter.
Okay.
She's 10 years old. We're actually in front of the school now, and we wanted to know what are the topics that you and your daughter talk about on your ride.
Well, let's see. Yesterday on our ride, we were talking about this. I don't know if you got your 10-year-old in the car, but...
Yeah.
So as a parent, we were talking about what inducing labor is really all about, because she's about to be a big sister and there might be some inducing going on this weekend. So we were talking about the uterus. We were talking about ovaries. We were talking about Pitocin. We were talking about, inducing labor. Then some days we're talking about what she went through at school and how to deal with people who annoy her at school. Also yesterday we were practicing some lines for a play she wants to audition in. So she was singing a song and we were talking through the lines and I guess the audition, she got to use a British accent in the lines that she's trying. So we was critiquing her British accent. We do all type of stuff. What do you guys talk about?
Well, she's trying out for cheerleading. She's on the soccer team. She wants to play softball because we are Dominican. So I told her that's one of the things that I do.
She got to swing that bat to be Dominican, huh?
Correct. Yeah, she's right next to me. She has a huge smile on her face right now.
Aww,
what's her name? Let's shout her out.
Say your name.
Ava, you're amazing, Ava. You're so active. That sounds cool, man. Keep being active.
I have a story behind her name also. So I'm a big Mets fan, and I told the wife, we have to name our child Shay, boy or girl. She's our second. We have three, and she's our second. So it turned out she's a girl, and we named her Ava Shay.
Ava Shay. Why? Because to commemorate the stadium?
Correct. Because I'm a big Mets fan.
There you go. Well, listen, man, the Mets have great ownership now, so maybe her life will be, maybe she'll be a Mets fan and maybe her life will be better than yours. I mean, that's what you want for your children, because your life was in shame.
Exactly.
Thank you, man. Maybe you could name your next child City Field. You know what I mean? We'll see. We appreciate you, though.
Thanks, Dad.
No, thank you, man. Way,
Princess.
advice. And yo, why y'all be sending me stuff, man? We have a group chat. Shiny will do it before the mics go on. He'd be like, yo, did you hear about such and such and such? Try to like put a battery on my back. And then be like, all right, we're going live. Because they know I don't have the ability, like,
to not talk about it.
To not talk about something that's crazy. And it like, when the mic is hot, it taps me. Like, it's constantly on me. Like, I got to share with my people.
Come on. Bring it.
So Laura sends in the group chat some IG post from a doctor saying things they don't tell you, part four, that if you order a CT scan or an MRI, if you're over a certain weight, they send your ass to the zoo, bro.
What?
How?
Yes. but these are patients that are like over 500 or 600 pounds.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's crazy because when you look at the
comments. Is it 500 or 600?
I mean, I don't know, bro. So many people are like, this isn't news. This is, I've seen this. And people are saying, I've seen this happen in my practice. I've had to do it to two patients. Like, bro, this
I never
is crazy.
Heard of nothing
he
like
told
this,
you
bro.
Go to the zoo is
yo,
wild.
Yo, you mean you show up to the zoo? Like, yo, they're like, can we help you? Yeah, I'm here for a CT scan. I'm here for MRI.
No, it's crazy.
Extra large size one?
What?
I mean, it would make sense because those tubes, they're only a certain width. Like, you know, when they slide you in.
Yes, yes, yes. And you,
that's crazy.
Yeah. See, yo, I'm just saying.
My mind
they don't
was
have,
blown. Yo, Shani, I'm like you. I'm like, yo, they say, Jordy, yo, if you go.
That's disrespect.
Hang on, Cass. I want everybody to stop and think. If you physically are in a circumstance where you can't access certain things and they send you to the place where they do it for elephants and lions and all that.
Nah, fam.
You might need some help.
Might.
I mean, people come in all sizes, Ebro, but just...
Nah, actually, I want to be 100 with you. People mostly come in the same sizes and then we do things to ourselves to make us be other sizes. Facts.
Yeah, but I just
our lack of responsibility to ourselves causes us to be these other sizes, and we need to deal with whatever's going on psychologically that wants us to do that to ourselves, so that we can stop doing that to ourselves.
True,
because that's what, and I, you know, I'm sensitive to it because I got a lot of people in my family right now. My first cousin. Aunts, uncles who are obese, unhealthy, and it literally, I call to check on them. All they want to talk about is their last hospital visit, which it seems like it's every week, or how much medication they're on. And I'm like, yo, what are we doing?
Yeah.
It's not what you want, is what you're saying? No,
what are we doing? Yo, they sent you to the zoo?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Ebro.
Well, I mean, you brought it up, Laura. They send people to the zoo.
That's what I said, Laura. Why you do this to me? You know what I'm going to do? They sent you to the zoo?
To the zoo.
Because I couldn't believe it.
It shouldn't be the zoo. It shouldn't be the zoo. There should be another facility that at least still is for people who need a bigger CAT scan machine. The zoo?
I'm assuming the CAT scan machines are extremely expensive, Shawnee. So they only have them in certain places.
Oh, man. Yeah, it shouldn't
be
the zoo.
It happens to be the zoo.
It should not be the zoo.
So Shani, you think that the health industry people running a business should make accommodations and spend money to make accommodations for human beings that can't control themselves so that they could get an MRI or a CT scan?
100%.
I mean, it is
the
America.
Amount of money that the medical industry makes, and
you know what?
As Rosenberg said, the amount of obese people that are in this country, you should have like a big and tall.
Shawnee wins. Shawnee wins because they be honest, they're all rich off of people being fat. They could at least make them something more dignified to send them to the guy.
But how is that a Shawnee wins when y'all know exactly where we live? They're not doing that, bro.
But they should. Like,
what do you mean? Right, and they should also pay your insurance claim and not argue with you about when your car got into an accident. You're like, yo, I've been paying car insurance for 20, 30 years, bro. I shouldn't even have to. Y'all should be asking me what I need.
But it can't be the same CAT scan that they're doing elephants and right now. That's OD. Like,
well, but so is your appetite, bro.
appetite.
Doctor,
so is your appetite.
I'm with Ebro on this one.
Another thing, you might have to drive a little further, but it's for people who are bigger. You could be 7 feet tall. You could be 600
pounds. No, it fits the 7 feet tall. 7 feet tall. They said weight.
It's
not length.
It's
width. They said weight.
Width. It's width.
I'm just thinking of big and tall. You know what I'm saying? You either tall or you wide.
Tall, you're clean. They have the
long feels like it feels like fat shaming.
They don't have the wide joints.
And listen, I just want to let everybody know, if your waist is over 40, if you got over a 40-inch waist, you're going to have a hard time living past 60 years old. That's
good morning,
a scientific
everyone.
Fact. Let's get to all the right, guru.
Happy Friday.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
Zen.
Yeah.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com.
That's right.
Where the gurus unite. To shine the light on the darkness. Indeed. Burn the sage. Shani Coulter.
Let us cleanse the energy.
All right.
Zen.
Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises and tell us who's out there in need of the gurus.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Send us your message today. We'll shine a light.
I think it should be noted that Fupa Friday is ringing off our end right now. On the socials.
No,
Fupa
it's
Friday.
Not.
Bruh, check the tweets. The streets and the tweets is talking about Fupa Friday. They want it.
That's not
people
Zen.
People want it.
It's not Zen.
Why not?
It's not Zen.
There's so much we could do with Fupa Friday.
Not really. There's almost nothing we could do.
We could help people get rid of them. We could talk to people who really like them. That's two options right there.
Ebro, cállate.
Sorry.
Exhale.
All right, this is an in-law guru.
All right. In-law guru. Oh,
me and my girl have been together for 5 years, and we are newly engaged.
Okay.
Things are going great. Bought our house. Both have been recently promoted at our jobs. And are currently in the early stages of planning the wedding. The reason I'm reaching out is because of my fiance's mother. Mm-hmm. We just went on a 10-day vacation to their home country. This was my first time in our 5-year relationship spending this long amount of time with her mom. Before, I've always thought that she was just a funny, extra foreign mom that does the most, much like my mom. But after this trip, it is confirmed that she is a walking red flag.
Whoa,
my fiance's brothers are both felons. Mm-hmm. One has been deported, who we visited on this trip. Her mother has spent a lot of her money over the years assisting them with legal fees, etc., which had led to her losing the family businesses and other financial struggles.
Is this a repeat?
I think it's
a repeat.
It
feels familiar.
I wasn't here for it then. I just got it today when I searched for it. So you guys tell me if you did it without me, because I didn't. It's just
I think we did this.
Yes. I think we did this.
The guru's falling off.
Yo, another options for a segment. Falling off Fridays.
No.
I understand it.
Fupa Friday, Falling Off Friday, Freedom Friday.
No,
yo, I can keep coming with them. I could do this all day.
They're terrible.
Falling Off Fridays. Call in right now. Your favorite radio segment is Falling Off.
It's not true.
Okay, just choose another one, Rosenberg.
I don't get it, though. It says it's from February 16th. February 15th, yesterday.
It's weird, but we've done this before. Unless it's a different person, same problem, but go ahead. But we definitely, this scenario is the same.
It feels familiar. You can go a little further.
Yes. Okay, go ahead. Finish. Let's see.
Well, long story short.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, listen, people don't listen every day. I didn't even hear it. So, hey, long story short, on this trip, she expected me and her daughter to pay for everything. Mm-hmm. Including rental car, Airbnb, food, everything.
Yeah.
Other red flags include losing her credit cards on multiple occasions on the trips, disregarding the needs of others to make TikToks, so much annoying, crazy stuff, and the icing on the cake is she expected me and my lady to share a towel after I bought two brand new ones.
We definitely did this.
You guys did do this one.
So where do we land? Because I've never heard this in my life.
I think we went with
she's trash.
The gurus went with she's trash. And if you're going to marry into this family, you need to figure out if your fiance thinks her own mom is trash and how to keep her away from your family.
Yeah. So I guess the real lesson here is, regardless of the bad in-law, whichever it's a father or mother, you have to see whether or not your person sort of agrees with the way they live their life.
Yeah, yes. And I think somewhere in there, the wife or the engaged girlfriend, she didn't really have a proper defense. She would just kind of go along with the family. So after mom goes away, now you got to deal with the criminal brothers. Is kind of where we...
Right, like, you're about to inherit all of these problems if your lady don't know how to create boundaries.
Well, furthermore, though, if you have in-laws and you don't like the way the in-laws move, obviously that can't be a, quote, red flag enough to break up with your partner, because your partner is not the in-laws.
That's right.
But you do want to get an assessment of how they feel about how the in-laws move.
Yeah,
and how they feel about healthy boundaries, you know what I mean?
She didn't have a strong stance, from what I remember.
So did you burn it down?
Rosenberg's double-checking you guys, making sure your advice was good.
I was just too far to start a new one, so we just got to go ahead and give this advice. And I will say this, because other people listening out there are definitely dealing with different in-law problems that are similar but different. Maybe not the felons, but just you get to hang out with the in-laws and go, woof, I don't know about what's going on over
Woo.
Here. And that is a scary moment, because, you know, everyone says what you see in the in-laws is what you might be seeing with your partner down the line.
That's right. That's right. Like, we was just talking about having to go to the zoo to get an MRI and a CAT scan. You know, there's people out here that are, marrying somebody and they're looking at the in-laws like, yo.
Is this where this is going?
Is that your physicality about to look like that later on? Or you want to do the work to not look like that later on?
And you got to talk about, like, you expect me to take care of your mom and your felon brothers? Because that's not going to happen.
I mean, let's not even get started on the amount of... Don't even get started on the amount of in-laws right now being like, I got to tell you, I think the only way to solve America is Trump.
The political thing is just a whole other thing.
But these are all things that you have to not only be able to separate your partner, but hope that your partner wants to separate from these ideas.
And that's it, Rosenberg. That's the key. So I think that it's a matter of, because if I remember correctly, she didn't really have any, like, I don't think she saw an issue with any of it.
Yeah, she didn't. She wasn't in disagreement, like, yeah, my mom's just tripping, I'm not with that. It was just kind of like, yeah, you know, my family.
Well, if that is the case, the person's only willing to go, well, then you might have a problem on your hands.
Yo, bring up that Ghostface Jadakiss, run.
Run! Honestly, maybe he sent it again because he wanted a different outcome, but we feel the same, bro. If she doesn't see anything wrong with this, I don't know if you should continue. And if you do, you're setting yourself up. It's going to be all, it's on you.
So this is Gurus.
There you go. So say the Gurus.
Run! Hit the ground, the pedal sounds. Couch is coming, running through the pissy stairwells. I ain't hear nothing, bugging. Only thing I remember was a bull summer. So I stopped at the second floor, ran across cracks. Is falling, my pockets is mean, clean when I vanish.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
You know what I gotta do.
If you sell drugs in the school zone.
Yo, Laura Stiles, you ready to get in the flashing lights report?
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Laura Stiles can put us on.
Ding dong, ding dong.
Now, you know, Diddy hired the lawyer who defended Jeffrey Epstein's partner, Ghislaine Maxwell. In this case, you know, he and former Bad Boy president Harvey Pierre and a third man were accused of raping and sex trafficking a 17-year-old girl. So he has now hired attorney Bobby Sternum, who represented Ghislaine Maxwell, to defend him against this gang rape case. So this one's announced yesterday, but, you know, a lot of people had mixed feelings about this, but I guess he's hiring somebody who's familiar with these type of cases. That's the best way to put it. I don't know.
It's not what you want.
Well, I think, which part? The fact that you have to get a lawyer in this circumstance, or the fact that you're even in this circumstance, or the fact that you're Diddy at this point in history, period?
And the fact that the only lawyer you can get is the one who defended maybe the most notable sex trafficking rape person of the last 20 years. I mean, Ghislaine was right there with Jeffrey Epstein. To the public, it makes you go, whoa,
I don't know. I guess for me, when I saw it, I was already in whoa zone with Diddy from the first Cassie, you know, allegation to the payment. Remember that? I'm never going to forget that payment of however many tens of millions, or, you know, we heard different numbers. I don't know what the amount was. Was turned around in 48 hours or less.
Yeah.
That's not going to ever. There was like, oh, okay, no. We want this to go away right now. This one he's deciding to take to trial. The other one, he wanted to go away expeditiously.
Yeah, now he said enough is enough. He wants to fight back.
Right. So. So it's not what you want.
You know how many other things are going to come out in the fighting of this, by the way?
Well, and also, too, he has to stop the bleeding, right? So he's got to fight this one. And hopefully there's nothing, because otherwise he was just going to continue to cut checks. So he had to fight this one.
This could go so bad.
No, it's already bad, Rosenberg.
Oh.
Yeah, it's already not good. But anyway, that's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:52, a high of 43 degrees, rain and snow in the overnight, and alternate side parking is in effect.
Listen, coming up, congrats, you played yourself. 97 minutes of commercial-free music. It's cold outside. It's going to remain cold outside, but the sun is shining, and it's Friday. Whether that's Fupa Friday, Freedom Friday, or Falling Off Friday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.